Two things come to mind when I think about Filipino food, and this is from being a chef myself and talking to plenty of other chefs. The first thing about it is Filipino food at its core is home cooking. So you can't get away from that. That is really what it is. And beyond that, Filipino food is history on a plate. Hey, this is Chef AC Baral, coming into town for Cultura Fest, and you're listening to Dane on WGN.
WGN. It is Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. Chicago is a melting pot for so many delicious and diverse cuisines. It is one of those great places where you can get almost any kind of food and elevate it to its highest level right here without leaving either the city proper or even some of the great places in the suburb. And it's about kind of sharing not only the great flavors, but also the cultures behind them. And this event is no exception. It is coming up on October 2nd. Chicago has a great tradition and a great population within the Filipino community. And the Filipino food is done at a very high level here, as it is around the country. But so many more people who love food are focusing on the great selections and dishes that are happening all day, every day in restaurants on the Filipino side. Gonna be here for this event. He has got some time here in Chicago, so you consider him a dual citizenship, right? He used to live in Wrigleyville, out in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area, a little bit north of that. But California is where he makes his home. Gonna bring his brand of awesome here for Cultura Fest. It is the one and only Chef AC Baral. AC, welcome to the show.
Hey, happy to be here.
I know there are a lot of people excited about this Cultura Fest. It is the kind of thing that is more that kind of transcends just the food event, the restaurant event, because you got kind of that 360 experience when Filipino culture and food is right in the front.
Yeah, absolutely. We're also bringing workshops into the mix and bringing in a lot of arts, a lot of creatives coming together to make this a very curated experience, more so than just the food and the community partners, which are a big part of it.
Well, and you've got some of those things, whether it's art, whether it is food. Food is the kind of thing that does transcend culture, language, barriers, borders. It does. That is the kind of thing that people can get together along with music, you know, and a few other things, and really kind of come together around it. The food is going to be front and center on things. So let's talk a little bit about some of the foods and some of those flavors people are going to enjoy at Cultura Fest.
Absolutely. So our menu is very diverse and has some more of the traditional fare that we're used to, as well as some unique takes. If you're familiar with lechon, which is a whole roasted pig, we're going to have a lechon vendor there. You know, we have a chef from Manila doing monggo guisado, which is like a mung bean stew, which is super down-home cooking. And then you've got some really unique things. Manila Social Club from New York is bringing a golden ube donut, which they're really known for in New York.
How can it be golden and also purple?
Well, I think they cover up the purple with the gold leaf, which is you know, it's beautiful. It's like the 24-carat donut.
Nice.
So we got some, I mean, from all across the board, you know, from that mongo to a golden donut and everything in between. So
for those people that have not gotten into the Filipino food party at this point, it is one of the hottest cuisines that is out there. But if you had to take it as one of those ambassadors for it, wherever you are, like, how would you describe it for listeners that aren't familiar with it? It's an indigenous comfort food. You know, it's one of those things. It's not pretentious, but use your best descriptive powers to say, like, basically, what is it?
So two things come to mind when I think about Filipino food, and this is from being a chef myself and talking to plenty of other chefs. The first thing about it is Filipino food at its core is home cooking. So you can't get away from that. That is really what it is. And beyond that, secondly, to use a quote from my friend Natalia Rojas, she says that Filipino food is history on a plate. We have a very complicated history, influenced from Spanish, American, Japanese, Chinese. And so when people ask about Filipino food, it's really difficult to pin down even a flavor profile, because we have canned meats to soy sauce to, like, you know, like a lot of seafood and dried fish, and those things seem kind of discordant. So, you know, Filipino food is kind of one of those things where you just have to try it for yourself, you know, and talk to people who really try to absorb the culture and try to bring it out in a way that's accessible to people. Because a lot of us Filipino Americans grew up eating the food, but also just want to put our own spin on it. It's like, it's a melding of the two cultures, being American and being Filipino, that I think makes this particular event very unique.
Well, you see people kind of coming to the culture, coming to the food, more fans every day from kind of outside. As you mentioned, it as a kid growing up, eating the food, one of the kind of common things is that even the kids that are here, your second generations, they are more recently really kind of re-embracing what it is, you know, where it was second nature, you took it for granted, you know, and you always loved it at the family outings and when you get together, when your parents eat. But now, you know, with that newfound, kind of relatively newfound appreciation that everyone's having for it, they're really getting back on board.
Absolutely. And Filipino cuisine hasn't had that shine as much as a lot of other immigrant cultures. So we live in an age that's very unique in that social media is really pushing this more viral than anything right now. But there is a lot more pride in the food, and I attribute that to a lot of the people who are influencing the food scene and a lot of Filipinos who do have a lot of pride and this generation that's really pushing forward with it. So it's fun to share your heart and soul with people. It's a kind of vulnerable thing. It's great to see so many of us just put it out there on a plate.
You're seeing some prominent chefs, you know, that are kind of actually being able to raise a little bit of awareness about it as well. Our own executive chef at the White House, been there for such a long time, Christetta Comerford, is definitely doing that kind of sharing, you know, because she makes all kinds of food for all kinds of things and is a driving force behind all of those state dinners, which covers the globe, of course. But as a chef and growing up, and like you mentioned, you know, growing up with the food and maybe taking it not necessarily for granted, but just having it be there. At what point did you realize, or was it right away, that you were going to make this a focal point of your food? Or growing up with different kind of disciplines within foods of different cultures, did you know that you were going to make Filipino food, or was it, or were you like going to French cuisine? I mean, did you start with that?
I mean, it's no, I don't think any of us felt like we were going to make Filipino food, if I'm being frank. It was a lot. There's so many people in the kitchen that are Filipino, but didn't even occur to them for them to make their home cooking for people, even though it was, like you said, people took it for granted. I think that's the right thing to say. I think it's kind of just been this collective like aha moment that no, our food does not need a cosign from anybody. Our food does not need anybody else to really say that it's great, you know, because French cooking is kind of like the standard bearer of what great cooking is. And Filipino cooking is not nearly as technical or anything French at all. And to see, I feel like a lot of us just realize that, you know what, when we go back home, we go for the adobo. We go for a lot of the food that our family grew up, you know, that we grew up eating. So yeah, it's hard to put into words. It really is, like, because especially for me, speaking from personal experience, like knowing when I was going to cook Filipino food took somebody else to tell me that it's okay to cook Filipino food in a way. Yeah. Dale Talde in Brooklyn told me, you know, your food is fine the way it is. And then so that's when I stopped trying to use that French technique, tried to get fancy with it and just really just, oh my God. And when I started cooking from my soul, that's exactly when I started feeling like, this is my food and this is good.
You can fill in that history, that legacy, that passion, and like bring that to the plate. You know, you're ahead of the game, and it doesn't hurt that you have gotten, you know, whether it's cosign or just kind of the awareness of people that are out there. You mentioned like Jonathan Gold, we talked about a little bit before, even like Simon Majumdar, who's a friend who's, you know, a judge on Iron Chef. He absolutely loves it. It is his absolute favorite kind of cuisine that he has, and he has traveled the world. So great and high and well-deserved praise. So when it comes to Cultura Fest, you are personally doing a couple different concepts that you're doing on the pop-up side. So let people know what they're in store for.
Sure. So actually, first and foremost, I am a chef liaison. I'm herding cats for Cultura Festival. Love you, chefs, but you know.
But in Chicago, you do have, you know, it's kind of a little bit different, you know, than maybe some of the other larger communities, is you do have kind of this let's all work together kind of vibe, at least, right? People want to get, even if they are cats in different directions, their heart's in the right place.
Yeah, sure. They're very well-meaning cats. I mean, but that being said, like, we also have international people coming. We have Chef Sharwin from Manila. We have Detroit in the house. We got New York in the house. I'm coming from Long Beach, California. You know, like, it's not just a local, it's a national and an international festival. So aside from that, I'm also doing, it's actually a 3-day, it's a whole weekend to kick off Filipino American History Month, October. There's going to be the Cultura Festival on Sunday. And then on Monday, I'm doing a special supper club at Fat Rice called Rice and Shine's Epic Feast. Rice and Shine being my brunch pop-up. It's going to be a 10-course meal with Fat Rice's drink pairings. And then also at Cultura, I'm going to be making my Filipino-Mexican mashup called Knox Tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Basically, it's an expression of growing up Filipino in Southern California. while also exploring like the connection that Mexicans and Filipinos have had even back to the 19th century with the Spanish galleon trade, and kind of seeing that exchange of ideas, exchange of ingredients. It goes deep. It runs super deep. And I just want to bring that to the forefront and make it easily digestible, I would say, in more way than one.
So even on the food side, it is a walk down memory lane. It is a walk through history, right? Mm-hmm. So there's going to be some educational components being shared even on the food side. And then, of course, we have, you know, what is Cultura and all of the art and the other things that are going to be going on with Absolutely. It as well. Now, do you have a website where people can get tickets, where they can kind of sign up, see what's available, see who's going to be there and how they can participate?
Absolutely. So tickets will be available through Filipino.kitchen. That's where you could find your information on all the events. So
Filipino.kitchen.com?
No, Filipino.kitchen. No.com, no.org, just Filipino.kitchen.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I know. Crazy, right?
Well, it's good to make that distinction.
No, absolutely. And it's kind of something that's new and kind of getting more popular. But Filipino Kitchen is actually the media and events company that's throwing Cultura. So they're the mothers of this entire thing. So there's that, and then also following them on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. They post a lot, and they share a lot about not just Filipino food, but Filipino history. So
October 2nd is the event.
Yes.
And where is it located? You've been in Chicago. You're familiar with the lay of the land. Where's it going to happen?
Emporium Bar and Surf Brewing in Logan Square. So it's going to be there 11 to 6 Sunday. We're selling tickets beforehand. We are doing some walk-ins. And I mean, dude, you're going to have your pick of about 10 different chefs. You're not going to leave hungry. It's going to be such a great party.
And what's the basic cost for it? How much are ticket price? Just ballpark.
Yeah. About $20. Uh-huh. And that'll include food. But I mean, if you're probably going to want to try more things, I mean, there's an admission, and then you got to buy the food is being vended
okay.
by the chefs.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's going to be a base admission, but walk in there with about $40 and you're going to just be so stuffed.
It is going to be one of the hottest events out there with one of the great cuisines of the world and in one of the hottest areas too. Logan Square has been doing it right for a long time, and AC Baral is going to be there as well with his brand of awesome, along with so many great chefs from around the world, from the Philippines themselves, from Detroit, and certainly from here in Chicago. So thanks, AC. We're going to see you on October 2nd. We'll probably talk to you before then. Want to get everybody out to Filipino.kitchen to go ahead and get some tickets and join us so we can see you and enjoy you in person. So thanks, AC, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks, Dane.